I'm going to talk to the children and to the adults here for just a couple of minutes. You know, the story of Christmas is so life-changing that all the things that God did for us through Jesus, He really wants us to respond to Him in a manner of trust and faith and receiving Christ just like Mary and Joseph received baby Jesus into their lives. You know, we start off in this life apart from God, and we have a sin problem that keeps Him away from us. And He wants to do everything possible so that that sin problem would not stop us from knowing Him or from going to heaven. And what He did for us, God the Son, who has existed from all eternity past, as far back as you can think, and then some more, God the Son would come into the world, be born in a manger, okay, as a little baby. He would grow up and teach us, show us how to live a perfect life. Then He would give His life on the cross for us so that the sin problem that you and I have could be taken away and we could be forgiven people. You know, the Bible says that without Jesus, there is no Savior. Without Jesus, we don't have a Lord. We don't have direction in our lives. And without Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sin or no heaven. But with Christ, and it's really true for the children and for all of us, we have the gift of heaven as a free gift. You and I don't earn or deserve that wonderful relationship. It's given to us as a gift. We have the forgiveness of sins that helps us be forgiving people. We have a Lord in our lives that gives us direction and hope. And we have a friend all the time, Jesus our Lord. And I wanted to give everybody a chance to pray to receive Jesus this Christmas time. You know, I know people who have prayed to receive Jesus at Easter because they know Jesus rose from the dead. And people, too, around Christmas, they say, I want Christ to be my Savior. And with His help, I want to follow Him. For you parents out there, before we pray, I think of my own family. What can I give them as a husband and a father? You know, the best husband I can be for my wife Regina is to have Christ first in my life. That's what I'm the best husband I can be. What can I be as a father for my two sons? How can I be a good father for them? By having Christ in my life and keeping Him first. That's what I'm the best dad for them. And so I thank the Lord what He can do for my family and for parents. Wouldn't you like to give the example of Christ in your life to your children or to your grandchildren or nieces and nephews who are all here today? Please do that with your life. They watch you and they'll learn how to follow Christ through you. And God will help us do that. Let's pray. And if anybody never received Christ, pray and do that now. The Holy Spirit will lead you to do that and help you follow Him. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank You for coming to be our Savior, to be born in a manger, to teach, to give Your life on the cross, and to rise from the dead. Lord, I pray that if anybody has not received You, they would say, Lord, I turn to You. Be my Lord and Savior. I turn from sin. Thank You for dying on the cross in my place. Please lead me as Lord of my life and be my Savior today. And might there be great rejoicing, Lord, in heaven, because hearts are saying amen to the Christmas message. Bless these children as they get ready to go and be with their families, and the adults here. Thank You for their great presentation and wonderful hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think next, there's a special music with the children again. You guys go back. Thank you. acknowledgement to Carol Sarver also. She works with the little ones all the way through adults with Christian education and leads in that area in an excellent way. Just loves the children and loves the adults. She's very conscientious and loving and kind, easy to work with. And as you imagine, working with all the teachers and young ones has a lot to keep organized and going in the right direction. So, Carol, Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Pastor, very much. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
And Chris and April and Shelley, great job. Kids, you were, I thought you'd do this, and you really did that. That was really great. Thank you so much.
Go tell it on the mountain.